From an anchor on the football field, we now turn to a pioneering anchor in the broadcast booth. In 1988, Carol Simpson became the first woman of color to regularly host a national network news broadcast. But home viewers who saw her on ABC's World News Tonight had no way of knowing just how far she'd come. Carol joins us now to share the story of that journey. Carol, nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you, Tony.
You know, people don't often know how difficult it is to get into broadcasting, particularly in television, particularly in front of the camera, particularly at the network level. And you did all of those things. How difficult was it for you?
Oh, my God. How much time do we have? Do we have 80 hours to talk about it? I'm in the process of writing a book about it now because as I go back over my life and the difficulties that were placed in my path, it just amazes me that I was able to overcome a lot of those obstacles.
Does something stand out in your mind that you really remember?
Well, yes, I remember everyone telling me, no, I couldn't do it. My parents said I couldn't do it. Northwestern University, where I wanted to go to journalism school, said that I could never get a job. I ended up going to the University of Michigan and having not found a job while all of my white classmates had found jobs. And the story I got from everywhere was that I had three strikes against me. I was a woman, I was a Negro, and I was inexperienced. And it was true, I was all three of those things, and there was nothing I could do about it until somebody gave me some experience. So it was very tough finally getting a job, and then when I got a job, the first job I got was at WCFL Radio in Chicago, which was a very big 100,000-watt station. And it was the 60s, mid-60s after Watts, and the biggest story in America was the civil rights struggle. And reporters, white reporters, were not being able to cover the story. A lot of black people would not talk to them about what was happening. So you had news editors and news directors going literally off the street, pulling people off the street, saying, can you be a reporter so you can help us cover this this huge story? So I give great thanks to those people that were part of the civil rights movement who said, you cannot send to your press conferences any white reporters anymore, any white cameramen, any white sound people. And that opened up the trade unions in Chicago, and it opened up a lot of the opportunities for us. But as I said, they were taking people off the streets, and a lot of them could not do the job, did not have the experience. And I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time with the right qualifications to be able to succeed at being a reporter.
Tell people how you were intimidated or how people attempted to intimidate you, both in your radio days and then as you got into television.
Absolutely. Radio, as I told you, was a big station, and I was the first female to broadcast news in Chicago. So it was unusual. It was a big deal because people weren't used to hearing women deliver news. There were some lady shows in the afternoon on some of the radio programs, some of the radio stations, but nobody was doing any hard news. But I had a newscast. I was hired because I had the qualifications and the degrees in journalism, and I was given a newscast, and it was at 9 o'clock in the morning. And after I did my five-minute newscast, I would go out on the street and cover other news stories in the city of Chicago. During that 9 o'clock newscast, you're in a studio by yourself, and you're reading the news, and I would have my white male colleagues play little tricks on me. They thought they were little tricks. They would open the door to the control room where I was working and would take their pants down and show me their big white butts while I was on the air. Or they would, one time, they threw a big black rubber tarantula on the desk while I was trying to do the news. They would get behind me, come into the studio and stand behind me and take papers out of my hand and set fire to them. And, you know, everything they could do to make me mess up on the air. But what they ended up doing was actually making me stronger. I was able to, you know, completely ignore that, think only about that microphone and my job to do the news, and it made me much stronger.
Let me interrupt you to ask you this, because our time is running short, and I want people to know, and let me just say as an aside, that happened to me as well, in terms of being mooned while you're on the air live. I know what that feeling is.
No, you don't, when it's a male's butt.
Well, a butt is a butt, okay? A white butt is a white butt looking at you when you're trying to talk to people on the air. But that aside, Marlon Briscoe told us just a moment ago about how important it was for him to overcome, and that there was a certain intestinal fortitude that he had to rely on to be successful. What did you rely on, Carol Simpson, personally to see you through the travails that you had to encounter?
The same things he did, except I guess mine was an anger, I'm sorry to say, but it was an anger that motivated me, because so many people said I couldn't do it. And I tell young people today that I used those no's as vitamin pills to give me energy to go on and fight the battle. But it was the determination to show them that I could do it, that you can't tell me after I have, you know, gone to school, gotten this experience, prepared myself, that I am not capable and that I should be denied this job based on my color and my skin. I had, unlike Mr. Briscoe, the double whammy of people who didn't like me because I was female and people who didn't like me because I was black. So I think it's tougher for black women than it is for black men. And I look, you look around, there are no black women who have replaced me on any of the major networks. That hurts me. I've been off the air for almost 5 years now, and there is still no one who is replacing me. You see lots of Hispanic women, but I'm very concerned about what's happening to African-American
women on the air.
Women and men on the air.
Well, you certainly have contributed to it. Our time is up, unfortunately, and we can't go on any further. But
what a shame.
Your contribution is without question, and we thank you for coming on our program today.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Journalist and educator Carol Simpson. She spoke with us from Martha's Vineyard, where she is currently writing